Culture.
Book Review. Foreign Lobbying. Frenemies with Benefits. Foreign Agents by Casey Michelle.
As well as the colourful details of corruption on a grand scale, the gold bars, the cash stashed in boots and jackets, a particular point stood out during the conviction in July of Bob Menendez, then the senior Democratic senator for New Jersey, on charges including bribery and fraud. He was also found guilty of acting as a foreign agent, passing information to Egypt and Qatar, and using his sway as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Mr. Menendez maintains his innocence and has vowed to aggressively appeal all charges. The industry of foreign influence in American politics had expanded into the top echelons of Congress. Casey Michelle, a journalist who leads the Combating Kleptocracy program at the Human Rights Foundation, an NGO based in New York, sets out to chart the origins and extraordinary scale of that industry. Much of it is legal, even though operating in the shadows. The foreign lobbying complex, as he calls it, is not confined to actual lobbyists, but extends into well-known law firms, top universities, high-profile charitable foundations and think tanks, and involves former lawmakers as well as retired senior military officers. Its business includes laundering the reputations and furthering the aims of some of the world's most ruthless regimes. The participants are thoroughly bipartisan. Mr. Michelle identifies several pathbreakers in the field, such as the late Bob Dole, a Republican Senate leader and presidential nominee. He became a prime example of a prominent ex-lawmaker who sold his reputation to foreign bidders. In Dole's case, including Oleg Deripaska, a notorious Russian oligarch. Mr. Michelle also writes about the Clintons, who, through their foundation, welcomed all manner of kleptocratic dictatorial wealth, including from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, the UAE and Oman. The foundation has also accepted mega donations from Kazakh, Nigerian and Ukrainian billionaires. Then there is Donald Trump, surrounded by more covert foreign lobbyists than any US president before. Mr. Michelle's list includes Michael Flynn, briefly Mr. Trump's national security adviser, before his resignation for lying to the FBI about conversations with Russia's ambassador, one of his foreign policy advisers, and the acting director of national intelligence. Mr. Michelle highlights two key characters in the development of the foreign lobbying complex. One, Ivy Lee, was a founder of the modern public relations industry. After helping to polish the images of American business magnates, including the Rockefellers, he went abroad to tout for business in the 1920s and 1930s. His clients included Italy's dictator, Benito Mussolini, and IG Farben, a German chemical company that would later become infamous for supplying Zyklon B for the gas chambers used to murder millions in the Holocaust. Hearings by the House Un-American Activities Committee in 1934 exposed Lee's work for the Nazis and led to the passage 4 years later of the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA, designed to bring this murky world into the light. The other figure, whom Mr. Michelle describes as a consigliere for despots, will be familiar to followers of American politics. Paul Manafort, like Lee, was a Washington operator who went on to cultivate business abroad, running influence operations for Russian oligarchs and pro-Russia politicians in Ukraine. In 2016, he became Mr. Trump's campaign manager. When allegations emerged about secret payments he'd received from a Ukrainian autocrat, he resigned from the Trump campaign, though not before he'd shared campaign information with one of his foreign contacts, a Russian intelligence officer. In 2018, he pleaded guilty to failing to register his foreign lobbying work and was sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. In 2020, President Trump pardoned him. At times, Mr. Michelle comes across as overzealous. He treats all authoritarian regimes as equally heinous. Is the UAE really on a par with Russia or China? He denigrates juries for acquitting people he thinks should have been convicted. He fails to explain why foreign money that may influence think tanks, say, is necessarily worse than Americans' donations intended to exert sway. He can exaggerate people's roles and also the impact of some of the lobbying efforts he describes. Still, this book is an eye-opening depiction of an industry that has largely defied efforts to keep it in check. Farah has too often been ignored, though in recent years there have been greater efforts with enforcement, and many of the activities Mr. Casey describes fall outside Farah's scope anyway. Congress is considering proposals to widen the net. But who was said to be the main legislator helping to thwart them? Mr. Menendez.